Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's your boy, Dr. Kano, and...
Hello, sir.
And we're DCYS. You can listen to our show every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern only on the Blackout Radio Network.
Tune in to promote yourself, your brand, or whatever else you have going on. To schedule an interview or to have your music played on the show, contact the official DCYS at gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com, where you can find our show wrap-ups and other content from DCYS. Welcome to the DCYS show featuring Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
This is your platform to get your music out, to connect with others that are calling in and listening from around the globe. So thank you for being here with us. I hope the holidays went well for you guys. Hope you balled out on Friday or Thursday night. Every Black Friday and Thursday night for Thanksgiving is my personal Christmas. And, you know, you got to take care of yourself along the way. So, Mr. Yellow Sub, how was your Thanksgiving celebration?
It was good. Spent time with fam, you know. Reinvested into the business, you know, as you know.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, just enjoyed my time off, you know.
Yeah. We need that time to reflect and spend time with the fam. Shout out to Black Tear. Hope your Thanksgiving was good as well, and the rest of the Blackout Radio Network. Make sure you check us out and the other hosts on this network. So if you don't know what we do, again, we have callers calling in and just promoting themselves. If you're a rapper or artist, you know, be ready to spit 16 or 8 or sing or whatever, just to get your voice out there, because people are going to want to know the voice or the talent behind who's calling. But that's it. So let's get right to it. Mr. Blackjack, who we got on the line, man?
I got 810-853. You're alive.
What's going on, man? This is Cyrus.
Cyrus, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I'm a new DJ with the network here.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind, man?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my plans for the show I'm going to do. Right now, it's going to be on the last Sunday of every month, and I'm going to do like a month in review of all the new hip-hop rap music that came out that month. And I'm going to spin like my favorites and do like a review of everything that came out.
All right.
Like that's cool.
So that's my plan. We're just working on getting all the promo out, getting together logos and everything like that. We're going to do our first broadcast will be Christmas Day. Actually, I figure it's a good day to do it. Everybody will be home.
Yeah, chilling.
And, that's true. Yeah. That's what's up, man. What made you want to have your own show?
Well, I've been a DJ for a long time. I was a DJ like in high school and stuff, and I DJed in Flint and Detroit, and like I DJ on vinyl, and I started DJing before you could even get CDJs. Like you couldn't play a CD like a DJ, you know what I mean? But now I do digital. I do everything hybrid, digital, vinyl. The whole deal. So to jump into radio is kind of like a natural progression for me.
All right, that's what's up, man. How do you feel about the sound quality between vinyl and CD? Do you have a palpable difference that you notice?
Yeah, there's a difference, and it kind of depends on what you want. I mean, there's a difference between an old vinyl record and a brand new vinyl record. And CD, you know, everything has a little bit different feel.
Right.
When it comes to DJing, like, you kind of, like, in the club, you can tell, but it has a little bit different feel, but you kind of got to be listening for it. But when it comes to music production, when you sample, I think you can tell more that it's vinyl or, like, old vinyl.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't really have a preference. It's more like a mood, like what the vibe you're going for. What vibe you're going for right now? I like to mix it up. I use both.
Right. Well, that's what's up, man. Listen. Make sure you check in again so our audience knows
for sure
that you're gonna be the last Sunday. Starting, I believe you said
Christmas
Day, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So
the last Sunday falls on Christmas Day, so
we're definitely looking forward to that. I think it's the coolest concept. Want to hear your take on things.
Cool.
And once again, you know, from myself, Dr. Kano, and Yellow Sub, I would like to thank you for calling in and welcome forward to the crew, man.
That's what's up. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. Best of luck. We'll be in touch.
Yeah. Peace.
All right. So, you know, that's Cyrus, our new host on our network. You can check him out on Sundays. On Christmas
last
Day.
Sunday.
Last Sunday of the month on Christmas Day is his first show. So good luck goes out to Mr. Cyrus. For all the callers online, please hold on the line. We'll get to you. We appreciate you calling in. And I forgot to give him our social. So you want to hit him with that real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. Just to a reminder to all the callers that are calling, please hold on the line. Got to get out the way. And when you call in and, you know, we want to promote you guys. So if you could clearly shout out all your social media like we're about to do now so we can follow you. I have everything up: Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, and email. So we're following as you're going and hopefully everyone else listening. So for us, it's Facebook is and Periscope is at the official DCYS. Instagram and Twitter is DCYS_ENT. You can contact us at theofficialdcys@gmail.com. And follow us on the blog is theofficialdcys.blogspot.com.
Well done. That was fluid. I'm rusty. I didn't even ask them our own new host. Where can the audience contact you at? Oh, man. Yeah. Rusty. Woo! Out the gate. All right, Mr. Black Tear, who we got on the line next?
All right, I got 310-910. You are live.
All right.
Caller, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Anyone?
Oh, it just dropped right out. I got 304-60. Say it again.
Who got next?
304-627, you are live.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on? Who
good,
we talking to?
It's Jackon, man. Back again, man. What's going on with y'all?
Hey.
What's going on, Icon? What's happening?
Jackon.
No, it's Jackon the Icon. I remember that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That means a lot,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Same old going on, man. I got a show popping off. December 3rd in Clarksburg, man, with Mr. Ron Tellett. Opening up for one of the homies, Comp. Definitely, man. January, should be starting this little tour they got going on. And also, I just got accepted for another tour, so I'll be doing two tours in 2017. You know, I'll update y'all, you know, when I get more information on the second one as well.
Wow,
you know,
okay.
Just still grinding, man. Still got the new single out, Counted Up. That's on iTunes, Spotify, any music site that's out there. You can go ahead and stream that. And, man, just working, man. Grinding, man. How was y'all Thanksgiving, though?
It was good.
Good time off.
Time well spent. Thank you for asking. I don't think, for our audience, you want to give them your information so they can look you up?
Yeah, most definitely. Facebook, you can catch me at Jackon Music. That's JIKON Music. Instagram and Twitter is at JIKON, THAIKON. That's Instagram and Twitter as well. SoundCloud, you can search Jackon, JIKON, or you can just go to Google or any web browser or anything like that and just type in Jackon, JIKON, and all my social media will pop up. Everything I'm on, blogs, new singles, the clothing line, everything I'm doing as well.
That's what's up, man. You're a busy guy from the sound of things. And I'm just curious, how long have you been doing music for, man?
Man, I've been writing my own lyrics and recording that since I was 6, man.
Yeah. Well, how about like more recently? How many years have you taken it seriously? Because you're doing 2 tours now. That's a lot of work.
I've always been taking it serious, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, sidetracked by streets and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Going to jail, just different shit like that. It's on my path, though, so, you know. And then the more and more I go in, the more and more I come out, I just push and push and push and push and push and push and push. But now I'm to the point where I'm maturing more to where I got my mind focused and know that this is what I want. And there's some things I got to cut out just to reach that, you know. So that's the route I'm taking now.
I have a question for you. Being that you've gone to those places and obviously have got yourself out of that, I know some of our audience might be getting into trouble sometimes. I know something in particular. So any advice to them? Like, they could share, like, don't go down that kind of road kind of shit?
I mean, you really can't sit and tell people, like, I mean, I know a lot of people do it, and they be on something, oh, they ain't the way to live and like to live, but everybody's situation different. You know, you can't never put your feet in somebody else's shoes, you know, and try to give them advice and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But as a man to another man or female or whoever it is, you know what I'm saying? Just all you got to do is just keep your mind focused, man, and just, you know, block all the negativity. And even if you do got to do your dirt or whatever the case may be, just be smart about what you do and save for a rainy day, man, because you're going to need it, man. And just keep yourself away from haters and negativity and people that's going to bring you down and shit like that. And always keep your business to yourself. You might tell somebody your business, and they might play like they like it. But at the same time, they turn around backbiting at the same time, man. So, you know.
Well, thanks for the words of wisdom for anybody that might be listening, anybody that might be, you know, skirting the lines around there. If you heard them, at least don't get caught. anyways, Mr. Jaikon the Icon. You mind spitting some bars for us before we let you go? And thank you again for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, most definitely. I got to, man. All right. Let me see. Let's see. I say, talking and closing my cellular. Changing my line on the regular. Pressing these streets, they don't let enough. Chasing these bands, they no giving up. 40 on death, for you prejudice. Hit that ass once, they no getting up. Bitch, ain't no room for competitors. Fuck all that talking, reloading up. Take this money, no slowing up. Shit getting hot, price is going up. They taking pictures, don't give a fuck. Still on the block, getting numbers up. Get to them bands and run it up. Better think twice before running up. But if a dead man, lamb like kickstand, then I'ma run to the money.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I like that cadence, man. You can check out Jaikon. Right now, he's on his tour with Mr. Runrail that. But we appreciate you calling in, man. And thanks for the advice for our audience that might be in that kind of situation. We look forward to hearing from you soon, man.
Most definitely. Shout out to everybody, man, all the independent artists as well. You know, shout out y'all for doing y'all thing, too. Shout out Black Kid, John Taylor, man. Run Tellet, man. Shout out to everybody, man.
Yes, sir.
Keep grinding. Appreciate y'all. All
right, man. We appreciate you. Be good. All right. You know, sometimes I spend more time with callers, because they pick a certain topic that I think is important. So, no, they ain't always about, you talk about whatever you want, really. But when there's some substance, I think it's important to hold on to it. That's just me.
Kind of likes to talk.
Yeah. sometimes. We do have a radio show.
Yeah, it's good. No, it works out.
And again, if you're on the line, we will get to you. Understand that, you know, we like to get to know you guys and stuff like that. And again, thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. Who we got next on the line, man?
310-310-910, you are live.
What's up, y'all? This is Queen G checking in. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's going on? What up?
Not much. I'm in the store, so you might hear the little buzzer going off at the cash register. Sorry about that.
Even
radio host got a shop, right?
That's right, you bet. So what's going on in your mind right now, Queen? What you got?
Ah, man, I appreciate what bro said about don't tell people your business and all the little extras, because sometimes people use that against you. Like,
exactly,
that was
right.
So real. Like, that was so real what he just said. So real.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you picked up on that.
Oh, yeah. When I call in, I listen. I listen to everything. Very observant, you know what I mean? I check out the whole shebang, so.
Well, we appreciate you. So, for our audience who may not know who you are, you want to tell them a little bit about yourself? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually working on a big, huge promotional weekend coming up here in Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas. I'm bringing John out. He used to be with the group Troop, and he has a new single out called Girlfriend. So we're gonna bring him out here and do our thing and promote him everywhere. We got an in-store signing set up, my radio show. We're doing a fashion show, and we're also doing an industry mixer. This is all us, like all me and my crew here in the city of Vegas, my team. Mm-hmm. So it's going down. It's going down.
That sounds like a fun occasion.
In.
Yeah, for real.
Huh? What'd you say?
It sounds like a fun occasion.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We're gonna be celebrating. I mean, we know that the new year is coming in, but we go get ours in the middle of the month. yes. And welcome the new broadcast radio DJs on the air. Welcome. I just wanted to say that real quick too.
Cyrus.
We always love other family members.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's right, Mr. Cyrus. So, welcome aboard.
Welcome. And we have a couple of new ones coming too as well. So I'm looking forward to other family members coming.
Oh, you know something we don't know now? I'm about to talk to Black to you about that.
Yeah.
Connell's never.
That's my little insider. I mean, he's been putting it out there. We got a new fashion. A fashion host coming in. Her name is Taya Marie. I can't wait to call in and bug my friend.
No, man.
So it's going to be fun.
Y'all be talking for like the whole hour.
Yeah, not like that. You know, it ain't like homies catching up. I'm going to respect. Yeah. I'm going to respect the fact that she got her own show.
For real. She says
good talk, man.
Yeah. But yeah, y'all enjoy the rest of this month. I mean, we're already in December. We got to really just take in some breaths and breathe and relax and try to, you know, cruise out of this year so that 2017 will be a banger. You understand? I'm looking so forward to 2017. It was so much hell in 2016. I'm just ready to run into the new year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amen.
Ready to run.
Amen.
So we gotta take moments and enjoy our life and get organized for the new year, because it's going to be a lot going on in the new year.
Well, you got a lot going on anyways with your promotional weekend.
That's
in-store signing and all that.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's the biggest I've pulled off in my life. And I'm actually doing a catering job for one of the Miami Dolphins. I think it's Miami Dolphins. Is that the team? Like, I'm not into football. I might be saying the wrong team.
Works.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever works. Whatever works.
Oh, you good.
So,
but yeah,
whatever works.
Listen,
but yeah.
We appreciate the love, and we wish you the best luck with all that. And I hope to see some pictures of you in that fashion show. You know, it's a little
definitely strong. Tune in, you guys, on Facebook on the Queen G and Friends show. Queen G and Friends. Check me out. Look it up. Thank you for the airtime and the love, y'all.
Thank you for calling in. We'll see you soon.
All right, for sure. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Shout out to Queen G. She's always fun to talk to. If you're listening right now, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. You're not rocking with the Dr. Connell Ant.
Yellow Sub.
And by extension, Mr. Black here. So let's keep it going. Who we got next?
Hey, and please, all callers, please stay where you at. 843-421, you are live.
Yo.
What's going
Yo.
On?
What's up, who
good?
Yeah. What's good? Who's what's your name, man?
This is Nightmare G.
Nightmare James?
Oh, no, Nightmare G. What's
Nightmare
good?
G.
Oh, my bad. My bad. What's happening? Where you from?
See, I'm from South Carolina. Little area called Green Sea.
Ah. So what's going on, man? What brings you on the airwaves tonight?
Trying to make it.
Yeah. How is it out there in South Carolina? Is it a scene out there?
Is it what?
Is it like a scene? Like it's popping over there? Or do you have to go
At all times. We right here by Georgia, so ain't no little skipping hot to get to Georgia and out of the ATL, show off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I haven't gone that south, just maybe briefly, so I was wondering what it's like out there. You got some new music out? Why don't you shout out your social information so our callers and listeners can check you out.
Facebook, Nightmare G, Snapchat, Nightmare 167, Instagram, Nightmare _G. Nightmare is NITEMARE.
All right.
And G is GEE, right?
Yep.
All right. Just to clear that up.
Yeah, man. So you've been working on some music in the studio, or what do you got out right now?
Studio and home.
All right. What do you mean at home? You record on your own as well?
Yeah, man. Got to make it. I've been doing this.
I mean, from the artists we listen to on the phone and stuff like, you know, they call in or whatever. You know, sometimes they make their own music with it. Sometimes they don't. I always encourage people to listen, learn production. And if you're on the line right now, please hold. We will get to you. I always say, you know, learn production. It's not hard. The worst you can do is just it won't sound good. At least try.
Keep going.
You know?
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? So
for all the callers that don't know and kind of you don't know, we were supposed to play a track by Nightmare G, but something happened with the sending the track. So we will try to get that played in the internet upcoming shows.
Okay.
Okay.
I did not know that. My fault, Nightmare, on the behalf of Dr. Connell and Yellow Sub Show. We will make it up to you. I assure you of that.
Okay.
But since we don't have the track, maybe some bars from that before we let you go? What do you think?
Cursing or PG?
Of course. Cursing.
Go away.
Don't you worry about that.
Real boss shit. No flossing. I got to get it high, listen, don't cross me. I'm up early in the morning, corner time. Back to the crib, on right and rhymes. I'm a Carolina boy, ready for whatever. No lactose intolerant. I love children. My mama say, boy, you better go hard on the beat. Just to let them know whatever they do, they ain't know your level. Held the dick to the lips like pipes and stems. Then go get us like Uncle Sam. It is out. Broken wind, heart surgery. Point to his chest again, and I like that. So I'm going to do it again. Right around getting it. Trump salad. Cut the shelves back there for them dead bodies. Just a little something.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Nightmare G, we will make it up to you. Make sure, how many songs have we got on his behalf? More than one? Because we'll play him.
Yep.
So I feel bad that we didn't have that ready for him. We'll figure it out. But Mr. Nightmare G, appreciate you calling in. Appreciate the bars. Looking forward to hearing the actual song. And we'll make that up to you, man. All right? Thank you for calling in.
All right.
All right, fam. You be good.
Peace.
All right. So.
All right. Also, a little trivia. we really appreciate all the referrals that we get for artists saying to call in to promote themselves, and you know, because you guys keep the show going. I met Nightmare G through Young Dynamite. Remember him, Kano?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and we know him through who?
Young Dynamite? It's not Brad.
Green Bean.
Green Bean?
Yeah,
oh,
Freddie. Yeah, you see that? That was like
the
3 degrees right there. That was some crazy stuff.
Yeah, we played his track.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're listening, network.
Yeah,
network, because there's some talent on these airwaves, man. One of you is talented. All of you are probably talented. Some better than others, obviously. But, you know, you might be listening to somebody that's making it.
Keep going.
You want to be there. You want to rise up at the same time.
Don't stop.
No, don't be a fucking mooch and shit. Pardon. Just saying. All right. But yeah, you know, if you want to play your music on our radio station, and please hold if you're listening and called in. No, we'll play it. And if we fuck up, we'll make it up to you. Okay. All right, who we got next on the line, man?
859-287, you're live.
Well, Mr. G Money, what y'all up to?
Mr. G Money, what's happening, man? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good. Just now getting settled in the new spot. Tired as hell. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm probably doing a little better than you. You must be exhausted.
Good.
But we all right.
Oh, yeah. Been a long day. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. For the better.
Yeah. So what's going on, man? What you got going on?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm busy. I'm got a couple of songs going to be on this mixtape called Time to Stack Volume 3. And it's going to be a compilation CD, and I'm getting these bar work hoodies out. And I'm going to be on a self-expression magazine in December. Well, that'd be like tomorrow, so it might be up by tomorrow. So, and I'm working on this new song called Street Life. Hopefully, I'll release that by next year.
You you're a busy dude, man. You're moving.
Yeah, I try to stay busy.
You're making some hoodies and shit. Make sure you hit us on our Facebook with those hoodies. I want to check them out.
Oh yeah, I got you
for sure. You know, support the community, man.
Definitely.
So I know moving is quite an experience. I wish you the best of luck with that. And
thank you.
We're far from away from you, so we'd help if we could. We can't. Before we let you go, definitely got a ton of callers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I can't wait till I actually get up there and meet y'all in person.
Yeah, man. One of these days. But listen, you got other things to take care of, I'm sure. Can we get some G Money bars? Cause I know you got some bar work. It's not just on the hoodie.
Yeah, I got y'all. Hold on, baby. Let daddy go ahead and get his little rep off real quick. I said, money is the mission. Hustle to survive. Broke is not an option. Not a man if you can't provide. Think about the situation before I let it slide. They say I'm the devil. I put angels in the sky. One thing for sure, I'm known to get paper. Never been no bitch or disloyal. Never been no bitch or disloyal or no traitor. Wasn't there when I was down, and I'm on my way up. Don't ask for a favor. Play it cool. We don't have to speak like we are the neighbors. Jesus, you gonna make me ditch you, girl. I said, out.
Mr. G Money got the kids. They're cheering them on.
Yeah, my little daughter.
Got the fans.
Trying to get on the phone and speak. All right. I say, outgrown no more. I have to feed. Me repping red like Mario. Smoking that loud like Luigi. I'ma just go fuck the bitch and she gonna tease me. Shit. All I need is this ice or she gonna freeze me. Came a long way from running wild like a pup. Still have the same mentality. I don't give a fuck. The streets got a hold of me. I can't sleep. Only strong will survive in this world, not built for the weak.
Yes, sir, Mr. G Money. Yep. The father, the moving expert, and the rapper, entrepreneur. We wish you the best of luck. I'm serious. I want you to make sure you send us one of the pictures of your hoodie so we go cop one of those. And best of luck, man, all right? Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. No problem.
Appreciate it.
All right. Come with the bars tonight. So just be ready, all right? All right, Mr. Black, who's next?
Okay, I got 714-597, you are.
What it do with John Rowdy, self-made gang in the building?
What's up, man?
It's good.
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm living life. How y'all doing, man?
It's another Wednesday night. I guess we're doing the same. We appreciate you calling in. For our callers that don't know and our audience members that don't know, you want to give them your contact information, your Facebook and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, man. The name is Young Rowdy. That's YungRowdy, a.k.a. YG Rowdy, YGRowdy. That's on Twitter. That's on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, Reverb, Coast to Coast, Spinrilla. So and everything, follow me and tune in. Big shit popping.
So you got any work coming out? Are you on a mixtape currently? What you got going on, man?
Yeah, I got a mixtape out right now. It's called Haters Make Me Famous Volume 1. That's Haters with a Z at the end, Make Me Famous Volume 1, with DJ Lindo from the UK. You know what I'm saying? And I got one I'm doing right now. It's called Respected and Connected Volume 1. It's about to drop in like a week and a half, 2 weeks. Hosted by DJ Lindo. Got Master P on it, Lil Baby, Lil Snoop, Ace B, Black & Mild, Eastwood, and a bunch of other cats, man. So, you know, stay tuned.
That sounds like a nice collection over there. You got Master P, man.
I was a part of No Limit West, you know what I mean? But my contract mm-hmm. was up, but I still got a lot of shit I ain't never released. So, you know, I'm bringing it out to, you know.
So how is it adapting? Because if you wrote it then, how is it adapting to like the current music? Because, you know, there's a certain cadence that people like to hear right now. You're talking about Future and like Yachty and stuff like that. So how do you adapt? Or you're like, I'm in my own lane kind of thing. How is it working like that?
I mean, I'm in my own lane. I do my own shit, but I ain't really too fond with the new music, Lil Yachty and all them. I don't even really listen to them. They're one-hit wonders to me. You know what I mean? I'm still stuck in the 80s, 90s generation. You know what I mean? The old school shit is what I was raised on. This new shit, nah, I don't agree with it.
Yeah, no, I hear a lot of that kind of sentiment on both sides. Like, you know, somebody loves it, somebody doesn't. You know, it's always something like that. But at the end of the day, you know, they're doing their thing. They're making money, so shout out to them. Mr. Rowdy, I mean, it sounds like you're doing your own thing anyway, so you're good.
Yeah, man, I'm doing my thing, man. I'm open arms for anybody that wants to work, you know what I'm saying? Just hit me up.
Yeah. Now, Rowdy, we do have other callers to get to and stuff like that, and I hate to cut you short. Maybe we could get you on an interview or something. Would you like to spit some bars before you go?
Yeah, man, I'll draw something fun.
All right,
let it go. I got the 9 on my hip like I'm Tony Romo. Hit your block like Rambo, fully equipped with ammo. Young Rowdy spit flow, shit that they can't handle. The K light them up, rest in peace like candles. All black mask, blue flag around the mat. Got a tech on my lap, like where your squad at? We can line it up and head up, or we can shoot that. I'm on my G shit, like where your respect at? They know I got hands, the gun don't jam. I got big plans to be the big man. You feel me? Like that, though.
I love that first line, man.
Yeah.
That first line. I like that. I got 9 on me like Romo. Oh, man. Listen, I appreciate you calling in. And, you know, maybe we'll contact you for an interview or something to get some more perspective from you because you sound like you're doing big things. And best of luck in the future, man. Don't be a stranger. Make sure you call in again.
Oh, yeah, man. Shouts out to y'all, man. Shouts out to Black Tear. You feel me? Blackout Radio. You feel me? I'm always in, man. So, you know.
All day, man. Well, appreciate the bars, and we'll check you soon, man.
Yes, sir. 100.
Yeah, all right, bro. Mr. John Rowdy, man. Yeah, he had me at the first line. Oh, man. Sounds like Tom Cruise shit. Yeah. Got a 9 on me like Tony Romo. I like that line, man.
Obviously.
I don't know. All right, so for all the callers, please stand in line. We will get to you. Right now, we want to play a track with one of our hosts. Q, he's on our network. I think he's on tomorrow night at between 6 and 8, if I'm not mistaken. So, let's make it happen. So, Q, Black Daddy, I know you got that song rolled up. Let's go.
Q and Lit Entertainment presents collaboration. They make celebration, a declaration for the station. DJ Killer Crazy in class, 2 niggas, 1 track. Let's tell it! You know we had to do it one more time, man.
It's a clown, clown!
It's my friend! Shout out to Styles, 25 and 25 racks, motherfucker.
DJ Killer Crazy!
Uh-huh.
on the right path. Sometimes getting ahead means getting some head. Y'all know what I mean? DJ, I need to bring that back. Bring it back, bring it back.
The party's just getting started.
Quantrell, The Q, Howard, I believe, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's his DJ, but that's definitely his music. You can check him out tomorrow night. He's one of our hosts. Shout out to him for doing his thing. Right now, you're rocking with Dr. Kano and
Yellow Sue.
There it is. This is the DCYS show. Shout out to Black Tier. For all the callers on the line, please hold on the line. We will get to you. And let's go. Let's make it happen. Who we got next?
Carlito, you're alive.
Yo, yo, what's up? Carlito, 810 from Flint, Michigan. What's going on, everybody?
Carlito,
what's good?
Chilling. What's the deal? What's the deal? In the truck, in this truck right now, we about to go grab us some grub, you know what I'm saying? My boys is in the studio all day. I just be chilling, but, you know, I was doing my promo and working on my social sites and stuff today, so I just been doing some PR work.
Carlito, for our audience, why don't you tell them what your social stuff is, like Facebook, Twitter?
Facebook is Carlos Carlito Johnson. It's Carlos Carlito Johnson. Twitter is at Carlito810. That's at Carlito810. Instagram is at Carlito810. YouTube is Carlito810. But all my videos are not on my channel, so you might just want to search Carlito810. Or you can go to im810.com. That's im810.com, and it has all my SoundCloud, Reverb, all those links. You can just go there.
All right, that's what's up.
I got an app.
Carlito,
I got an app.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got an album out right now. It's called Born Identity. It's all in all net stores everywhere. And you also can get that at IM810.com along with 810 merchandise. And I have a new album coming out in January. It's called Born Ultimatum. And that should be out at the end of January. So I was just trying to, you know, get all the things out. Oh, yeah, I got a show. December 9th. The doors open at 7:20. I go on at 7:30. It's at the Counterculture in Saginaw. That's 620 Gratiot Road. 620 Gratiot Road, Counterculture, December 9th. Doors open at 7:20. Got to get everything out.
What's up, man? listen, you're busy.
I stay working, man. I you know, even when I ain't busy, I'm busy. I'm on 3 hours sleep today. I guess that's a nap. I guess I don't know, but I don't even know what sleep is. So constantly trying to build a brand. You know what I'm saying? That's hard work. People don't understand it. They see it on TV and just think you rap, you make a hit record, and you get money. But you know, they think you get a deal and you get money, and it's like, you know, deals. They only giving out 360 deals right now. You really can't get no money off of no deal. So the best way is to go is independent. So, you know, but when you go independent, you got to do all the work. You don't have nobody to do the work for you. So, but I love doing it because, you know, it's hands on and, you know, you gain experience as you go along.
I know. It's, well, you know, it's funny. Yellow Sub does most of the work. I try to help.
I guess that's why. That's why they call you Yellow Sub, right? You gotta go under. You gotta go under and go deep, right?
Gotta go under.
Right.
Gotta get it under.
It ain't nothing on the surface, you know. So it's all grind. But I was gonna spit a couple bars for y'all, you know, just a little something.
All right. Yeah, man. Of course. You know what it is. Go ahead, Carly. All
right, look. I'm back at it like a crack addict on a craftmatic. My new adage involved mathematics and stack habits. Far as these soda ass niggas, feel my arm and hammer. Cause I keep these bars on lock like they was in the slammer. Part of my phone say, and I ain't talking about Montana. When the heat catch fire, I'm yelling Oprah in a bandana. Roman Cubano so we can copa in the cabana. Can't slip or watch that clip peel you from that banana. See, I don't battle no more. I prepare for war. Spit an M16 so like a guillotine so hard and raw should have cracked my jaw. The fly is fly, see the cat that's on the ball. So you can feel what it's for. So go run and tell your pa.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, some one-liners in there, man. That was shit. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm the essence of hip-hop, man. I am hip-hop. I live it, I eat it, I breathe it. When you hear a track from Lito, you're going to hear old, new school. It's an old school with a new school flavor, with a new school twist, but it's old school, you know, as far as, I mean, I'm talking about what's going on today, but I do it in a manner of, you know, old to the real hip-hop heads. And, you know, I straight metaphors, you know, I got to be clever.
Yeah.
I got to invoke thought. I listen to Nas and Big to this day, and I still get metaphors that I didn't get 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody to be able to listen to my music for a while and still get something from it. You know, nowadays, it really ain't no thought to music. They just say what they say, and it's pretty upfront, and it really don't take any thought to write it or to say it. So, hey, yo, did y'all see that little Yachty?
Oh, for real.
Did y'all see the little Yachty freestyle?
Oh, gee, what the hell is that?
What?
Dog! He talked all that shit about Big Pac and everybody, and now he has been dubbed the worst freestyle in history. Wow.
Terrible.
I'm just saying. Dude is whack,
Kano,
man.
You could have done better, is what I'm saying.
He kept saying the same shit over and over. They're like, all right, hold up, man. This is beat, man. It's messing me up. I gotta catch it. Then get the fuck out of here. For real. You couldn't catch a beat if it had stickum on your head. They ain't even on beat, man. I'm just like, what the hell, dog? These dudes don't even rap on beat. They don't say nothing. And they're making money. And it's terrible. Because then everybody expects hip-hop to be like that. And that's not even hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
they doing
it's not.
They doing it. They doing exactly what they want to do. They want to infiltrate hip hop so they can dissolve it, and they doing a good job at it.
Yeah, I mean, Carlito, I don't disagree. I can't
say
I disagree
with
that.
It's like, you know, if you're a real hip hop head, you know, hip hop is my home. So it's like, you know, like Rick James, fuck your couch, nigga. Somebody come to your house and put some dirty boots on your couch, man. You know, and there's a lot of cats out here putting dirty boots on the couch, man. I think, and you know what? I think I'm finna come, not next hour, but after that, I'm finna do a song called Rick James. Somebody bite my shit, y'all heard it here first. Yeah, I'm finna talk about these new cats dirtying up my couch.
Rick.
You know what I'm saying? And at the end, they can be like, what about my legs, Charlotte Murphy?
Oh, man. Well, Carlito, man, we gotta let you go, so we got some other callers, man. Make sure you check in, and when you got that track ready, we'll play that shit right on here.
Bet.
All right?
For real. You have it
first.
Play it right on here, man.
For sure. I'm going to definitely send it to y'all first because I came with it with y'all first.
All right, man. We appreciate it. You have a good one, man. Thanks for checking in.
All right, you too, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to Black Tier, Blackout Radio. We getting it, baby.
That's it, baby.
For sure. Peace.
Carlito was always a good call.
Yeah, always a good call.
yeah, man, I listened to, I think it was a Double XL Freshman's Freestyle. And, you know, it's not like off the top when they're rapping that. But some of the things that I heard, I was like, you prepared this. So it should have been better. You know what I mean? Because it's frustrating to listen to that. Anyways, do you have another thought on that, Yellowstone?
I'm with a general consensus.
Okay.
You know.
All right, I was just curious. If you're listening, thank you for calling in and checking in with us. You're rocking with Dr. Kano and
Yellow Sub.
And who we got next?
323-867,
you're live. Hi, guys. It's Princess of New Hood. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Good. How are you?
What's happening, Princess?
I am so great right now. It's kind of cold out here, but I'm good. I like the weather.
All right. Yeah, now it's, you know what? It's been a very mild winter. Well, late fall.
So far.
it was like 60 yesterday. I'm just saying.
It's going to hit us hard.
So what you got, Princess? What's going on?
Okay. So basically, you know, I'm a social media promoter. I promote indie artist music, good music. So if y'all still listening, I'm sorry. I got to tea. I got to drink tea and honey right now. So if you guys are listening, look me up, Princess of New Hood, on all social medias. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Google. And let me know if you need some help, and I'll listen to your music. I'm up all night anyways. And I'm not even gonna go. I want to tell you guys, but I don't even want to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyways. So look out for my show on Saturday, guys. Yes, I will be having my own show. That I'm, like, so excited. It's going to be out here 3:30 to 4:30.
Oh. Are you on the network with us? Is that congratulations.
That's what you didn't know, Kano.
Oh, my God. I'm still recovering from...
Huh?
Go ahead.
No, what would you say?
No, I fucked up the vibe right there. Damn it. But I was still recovering from... I had a long vacation, so I'm back.
You back? Okay. You right here?
I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm here now.
Okay. All right. That's good, as long as you're here. Okay, so, oh, my gosh, so if you guys want to listen now, see what I got going on, little special little things going on, listen to me. I will be airing 3:30 Central Standard Time. Look, don't judge me right now. I'm like, I know we got different time range. We on different time range out here, so So 3:30 my time, which is 6:30 your guys' time.
Eastern. Got it. What?
Yes.
No. That's not a change. Oh, wait. You West Coast?
Yeah. I'm on the West Coast. I'm in Las
Vegas.
Yeah,
yeah. You're right. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so. All right, my bad. Yeah, you got it right. Good. Well, listen,
have a lot
Princess.
Of, a lot of West Coast stuff going on for y'all.
Oh, I remember we interacted with one of the artists, you know. I feel it. I wonder if he had that West Coast vibe. I forget. But I believe you on that. Listen, best of luck to your show. We look forward to listening to you at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific on our radio network. And,
yes,
you know,
you
best
so
of luck. Don't be nervous. You're going to kill it. All right?
Okay. All right.
Just
I'm
be yourself
nervous.
And you'll
Shout
be great.
Out to you guys and thank you guys so much. Thank you for... You know, accepting me, and we got this. Gonna have some fun.
That's it, girl. You know it. You know it.
All right. Much love to you guys. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. Thank you very much.
You too.
Bye.
Shout out to Princess. I am out of the loop, man.
Yeah, I
Whoa.
Mean, someone was trying to give you a hint, but, you know.
Bruh.
You'll
true.
Be picking
That's
up you'll be putting down. It's all good.
But you know, it's like I'm not even go there. All right. Mr. Blackbeard, who we got next on the line, man?
The 717 dropped out, so I got 313-646. You are live.
Yo, yo, what's going on, fellas? Bet you don't know who
what's
it
happening,
is.
What's happening, man? I know who
what's
it
going
is.
On?
To tell the audience though. Tell the audience.
Cadillac
we got
Jill,
a
man, what's going on? You know,
what's up, man? We're just chilling, bro. Just chilling.
Word. Yeah, man.
We hope your holidays went well, man.
Oh, dude, I enjoyed it, man. I had a bit of a rough night on Thanksgiving, but it was dope, man. It was dope. But just to make a long story short, to tell you all what's going on with me, and that's for any artist or people who just a fan of hip hop in general. Next Friday, first video shoot, it's going down. If you hit me up on Facebook or hit me up in my email for location, I'll announce the location. If anybody's in the city, whatever, you're welcome to come. Be doing some outside scenes, some driving scenes, and we'll be doing some green screen work too. So around 4:00, we'll be doing the green screen work Friday and. We're going live with this one. We are going live. Like I said, this is going to be a part of Detroit Boudang's DVD that he's putting out, and he's just trying to, you know, put 15 of some of the, you know, some talented artists or people who are actually trying to do some work, you know, and trying to just put a little bit of a push behind them. You know, sometimes there's only so many doors you can break down, and somebody else has to, you know, just break the door down for you. But What's been going on with the show, guys? What's been going on?
Well, you know, we had a little break because of Thanksgiving, and I'm sorry to hear that yours didn't go as well as some others did, but you know, hopefully everything's right. We're just chilling. I don't know about you, Sub. What you doing? Mr. Yellow Sub? We have Mr. Yellow Sub on the line?
No, we're good.
Okay. Oh.
I'm chilling. See, I was all the way chilling, you know? But I'm here.
Fucking fell asleep, son.
No, I was away from the monitors for a second, but I'm back.
He
was waiting,
you know,
for that hot 16, man. He was waiting for that hot 16.
That exactly. You see? He ran
the line. Before the 16, I'm just curious. So I imagine you shot a video before. We have it. We're planning on making one. So what are some insights you can give us and the audience that might be doing the same kind of thing?
For videos, man, the main thing is most people try to go off of a vibe, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to have a vibe. It's cool to have an idea of what you're doing. But the main thing, man, one thing that helps with videos is script writing, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't write the scene out like section for section, even if you can give yourself an idea of the concept that you're trying to pull off in each area. Part one, I'm asleep on the couch. Somebody calls my phone. It's the homies. We're going outside. And you have room to play with that. Part two, we get in the car. We take off. Now I'm in the car driving, and I'm rapping some of these lyrics. Part three, we make it to a location, and we all just step out and, you know, we're all in the same area together. Yeah. I'm rapping. Part four, we're just looping in effects from the green screen camera and just trying to hit areas that you wouldn't be able to hit without that green screen. So the main thing is writing out a script. If you write out a script, you cannot go wrong. You know, it doesn't have to be written in any specific format or anything like that. The main thing is that you're giving yourself guidelines. You know what I mean? It's like riding a bike with training wheels. You know, that way something goes wrong, you're not going to fall off your bike. You miss the pedal or lose your balance, you're not going to fall off the bike. It's going to keep going. You know what I mean? So the main thing is just having something to keep the foundation of what your goal was for that video shoot. And that's good to be done in writing. If you got to take a camera and just shoot little snippets, or if you know how the detectives used to go around back in the way, back in the day, I'm watching the suspect. The suspect moves over and he's going to drop the dead body in the trash can or whatever. It sounds stupid, but when they had the tape recorder, they'd be talking about what's going on in that set and scene for scene. So the main thing is give yourself guidelines, give yourself a foundation, yeah. and create, man, create. You have so much room to create. Don't be like everybody else in front of the most fucked up house on the block, and it's a big group of guys, and they all rapping in front of this fucked up house talking about how they got money. Like, that's over and done with, you know what I mean? So just the main thing is be creative, because yeah. You never know what you can do to attract new viewers. Look at Tyler, the Creator. Look at Kid Cudi. Look at Kanye West. Kanye West got videos that he's not even in. There's something else going on, you know what I mean? So just... Find a plan, stick to it, try new ideas.
I know Yellow Sub's looking forward to writing that. He's all about it. He has probably three videos lined up. And he just hasn't told me yet. But, you know, I'm just saying.
No, but that was very great information you just gave everyone right there, because that's
it made me
want to
make a video.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like whoever's trying to create one, like that's a very good guidelines to go by.
Appreciate that, man. Like I said, I'm all about, man, it's a lot of people who are selfish and they don't want other people to build. They don't want other people to create. If I died tomorrow and I was one of the best people at making videos, I want somebody else to pick up that same passion and be able to take it off, learn what they can from it, hand it off to somebody else. You know what I mean? Because we all in this art form together. We have to work together to keep hip hop going. The art form can die, but it's so long as people are developing other people and passing off useful tools, you know what I'm saying, then we're developing this art form, you know what I mean? So any information that I could give to help, even if I was of Eminem status, I would still be giving away information like I am now and dropping gems, right? Because it'll help other people build. There's somebody somewhere who's got a life more fucked up than I do, and he needs this dream way more than I do, and if I can give him a piece of information to help him get it, he's going to hit that mark.
Listen.
You
keep doing your thing. Can we get a quick 16 before we let you go? And again, we appreciate calling in and showing love, man.
Oh, no problem, man. Look, sitting here in my deepest thoughts, pen and pad in myself, lots of problems at home, including dad and himself. Emptiness in my pockets, I'm in this game for the belt. I gotta give me some fans, I gotta give me some wealth. In this game to be king, you Mufasa before we fail. Getting trampled and stumped, a couple hooves in the trail. Claiming that you're alive, but it's only death that I smell. You running around in circles, a dog is chasing his tail. How will his future be? Only time can tell. What if he messes up, spends some time up in jail? Or what if he does right, it changes his whole life? So we went to the store and bought his own mic. My whole life, I've been trying to live it up. Had problems for a while, so I started giving up. Then I had a couple blocks, so I tried to build them up. But they all fell down about time I picked them up. Because I'm going to sing like Wiz and say the money getting up. And I'm going to put the money up because ain't no money getting touched. Ain't nobody touching us. A lot of phonies talking junk. I use my only fist, bus driver, uppercut. I snatch you by your weave and I throw you off the bus. Because everyone who's not a hater are the ones who talk to us. You saw me at school, had a problem talking lunch. But the business come first. A lot of y'all talk too much. We all living in survival. We got to be rivals. They told you that Cain killed Abel in the Bible. I'm not the same thing, DMX a rough rider, Cassidy a hustler, and Caddy Q a robin. What's good?
What's good?
Listen, Q, man. Always coming with it. And, again, we appreciate you calling in, man, and best of luck on that video, all right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, guys. You got my contact info. If you guys are in the area, hit me up. You're welcome to come through, man.
Appreciate that, Q, man. You keep doing your thing, all right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You too, fellas. You too. I follow your movement.
All right, bro. Be good.
Peace. You too.
My man Q, man. He's got some good perspective. I like that young man. Hey, Mr. Black, here, can we take 717? You mind if we go over a minute or two?
Yes, 717-644 is a lock. Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, yeah. Yo,
man,
yo, yo.
It went down.
What's going on, man?
I slowed you down.
Uh-oh. We got Q on the phone still? We got... What's going on now?
Hello?
Am I still out again?
Yeah. Uh-oh. We got it going on again. It's that kind of show. Q, we still on, man. You got to hang up, son. We appreciate you calling in, though.
Always.
All right.
No, I...
We got him? I don't know. We still have a call on the line?
Yo.
Oh, what's up, man?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Happening?
Who we got?
Who's got on the line, man? For our audience, who's listening right now. Who's on the line? Yeah.
Spaz O.
All right, shout out Spaz O. Spaz, what's your social media, man?
Man, y'all can look me up on Facebook, Omar Mob, OMAR, space MOB. You mean I got Instagram, Spaz O, well, Spaz underscore O95. You mean Snapchat, I don't really be on it, so you ain't gonna really find me on that. You mean, but basically, right. YouTube, Spaz O, SoundCloud, Spaz O, you know, just look me up.
That's what's up, man. What you been doing, man? What you up to?
Just working, you know what I mean? I've been
stacking,
in a cut for a little bit. Huh?
Yeah. You're stacking some paper. All right. Save
stacking
up.
That money.
Gotta do it. Shit ain't free.
Stacking that money. Facts. It's not free. Stacking that money and writing, that's it.
That's all you need right now, man. Be ready for when you got the cake up.
Facts.
Now, Spaz, I know we've featured your music on the show before. You doing features or anything like that? Like, can people collab with you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing features. I'm not even charging that much. You mean 15? I'll start off 15 right now. You mean 15 a feature?
All right. If you haven't listened to Spaz, man, he's got some young energy. Got a nice little flow on some lyrics. So check him out. Definitely on the social media. Now, Spaz, we kind of over on our time. So we got to run, but you want to give us some bars to close out the show?
I got you. I said, these niggas say I ain't gonna make it. I ain't never been a faker. Life is just a risk to get money. You had to take it. I had to sit back, take a long observation. Niggas saying they, individuals saying they real, but quick to change up. Some niggas say they clapping, but all I hear is rapping. They always down to preach, but they ain't got no time to practice. They rap about how they 40 make you do a backflip. Never been in the field, so I can't tell them my actions. My take was sitting on me, but these niggas got me gassed up. Y'all was really sleeping on me. If you ain't think I got my cash up, damn. You ain't really think that I be with the shits. Pussy niggas playing roles, but don't even got a script around. So many fakes that I forgot about legit. Damn.
Spazzing on the track.
Yeah, he
can't even breathe, son. listen, Spaz, we appreciate you calling in and shit. If you want a feature, you got it for 15 from my man over here. And listen, keep checking in, all right?
You already know. You already. Thank you.
All day, Spaz. All
right.
Peace. All right.
Be safe.
You too, man.
You as well.
Shout out to Mr. Blackshirt for letting us go over 5 minutes.
Appreciate it.
This is the DCYS show starring Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
We'll see you next Wednesday. Good night.
Peace.